story is one about a farmer that worked with us about 2 years. I asked him one day when he came up, I said, "John, what did you do before you farmed?" It's during the Depression, and he said, "Mr. Wilton," says, "before I farmed," said, "I used to preach," and said, "if times get much tougher," said, "I ain't too good to preach again." And another one came up, just had on the cleanest overalls you ever saw, but I thought his wife cut holes in them and then put colored patches on it. He said, "Mr. Wilton," says, "I sure is hungry." I said, "That's too bad." I said, "Why don't you get you one of those armadillos? They tell me they eat pretty good." "No," said Mr. Wilton, "I ain't going to them things." He said, "You hit him with the two before and grunt just like a man." Fed Gibbs was born in the slavery time, one of Grandpa's slaves, was carried to Gibbs' name. He got old and he couldn't do his farming, and he couldn't pay back anything he drew, and just everything he gave him was charity. Uncle Philip, Dr. and I were standing at the counter when he came up to make a drawing. They, Dr. asked, said, "Are you ever going to pay your debts?" The old nigger straightened up. He said, "Yes, sir, doctor. Did you ever see a who wouldn't pay his debts?" Doctor didn't know what to say, so he went off and slammed the door, and I turned around so the nigger wouldn't see me laughing, and then turned back around and let him have the money. And when I was married, 1931, first time, and everything was pretty tough, and we had no cook. Been with us since World War I. She thought she ran the whole family, and I guess she did. So she went down to Houston to help Peggy's family. After the wedding, Mother asked her, said, "Hattie, how'd you get along down in Houston?" She says, "Oh, Miss Annie," says, "it was all right. But here's one thing, all them women crying all over the place. They didn't fool me none. Them was tears of joy because they was getting our boy."
That's really cute.
Well, in South Carolina, and one of Ruth's first husband's cousins over there told us a couple of stories, and it changed them. They passed a new law in South Carolina that when you died, black or white, you had to know the parents. Well, this black man died. They knew, of course, who his mother was. Amy asked the black woman, said, "Who was his father?" She turned her head on the side and says, "Miss Amy," says, "I don't rightly know. Says, I guess we'll just have to call him a volunteer." And then another one she told us was about Mr. who was a benefactor of Presbyterian College in Clinton.